We are up to Simon Tof Yud Beis, and we'll be doing Simonim Tof Yud Beis and Tof Yud Gimel. Tof Yud Beis, Erev Chatzi Ayom Arish Neruach Tzofim Vashen Leruach Dorim, Shetah Vayasavar Shev Shalasas Kein. Somebody thought that you can be Kona Shvis in two different places, one for Shabbos morning and one for Shabbos afternoon. So he put down two Erevin, and they're outside the Tchum of one another. O Shama Lishnaim Irvu Alai, where he told two people to be Ma'ar for him, Echad Irvu of Litzofim Vechad Adarim. If they don't meet at all, you just can't move. Shein Yadua is heir of Konalo. We don't know which one was Konim for him. So since you can't make an Erev for half the day, you made no Erev whatsoever. And each one put it in a different place, and then there's no overlap. The halach is he loses them both because we don't know which erev was kona. So only if there is an overlap, he can walk in the overlap. Nosn kol echad eruv l'sof elef mi beiso. He has 1,000 on one side, 1,000 on the other. Yesh lo elef ama mi beiso l'chol echad me erevin. So each one gives him 1,000. Nosn echad l'mizrach l'sof elef. Vashen l'mariv l'sof tof kuf. Holach l'mariv elef mikoach ma sheshir lo erev shebe mizrach. Ula mizracho elef etof kuf mikoach ma sheshir lo erev shebe mariv. So that if it was uneven, then he's allowed to walk to add up to the Alpayim Amas on the two sides. The Mishtabura points out that even though he's living in a city, so let's say that since none of the Erevin work, he at least gets the halachas of inhabitants of the city. We say no. He definitely made an Erev. He's not an inhabitant of the city. We just don't know which one. Simin Tov Yud Gimel. Hama'arev l'rabi mishalo. Someone makes an Erev for many from his own. Omer hare Erev ze b'shvil kol b'nei ha'ir. He says this Erev is for all the inhabitants of the city. U'bavad sh'yehebo mozen shtei sudis. As long as there's enough food of two sudis, l'chol echad for everybody. V'chol mishir tse yismach alav. So the standard case is, there are 100 people in the city. What you do is you put 200 sudis. How do you do that? Since you can have davar amalafs and shemalafs amos apas, it may be that a large stick of butter or margarine will do, or you may need a couple of sticks. V'chol mishir, it's a yismach lov, it's sarach liskos lem al yidei acher, he has to be mezakid for them by another person. Haro'ui k'mo be'eruvei chatzeris, just like in the case of eruvei chatzeris. V'tzarach lohodiyam, and he has to let them know before night. As long as the people knew about it, they didn't have to decide that they want to go with it yet. That they can add later. But it had to be that they were aware of it beforehand. If you didn't tell them about Yom, then it does not help to tell them when it gets dark. The Mishtabura in Bir Alacha brings a machlokus what the din of Bein Hashmashes is. He paskins lahakel. V'chei, mi sheniach erev l'chol shabsos hashana. Someone put in an erev for all the shabbosos of the year. V'ame ezemem sher tse'elech ve'esmoch alav. Afal pi shalo gamra balibo ad l'machar yachol lismoch alav. Since he knew about it, he put it there, and tomorrow he decides that he's going to be somach on it. That's good enough. He heard that the Chacham is coming somewhere in the vicinity. He doesn't know which side he's going to be on. So he wants to be on that side. He doesn't know which one it is. So he puts two Erevin al Tanai. So what's the halacha? The halacha is he's Kono whichever one he comes. So whatever his Tanai was, that's Chal. The rule is that even though you have to know about it beforehand, Breira works, since this is a Durabonon. Breira means that I can later determine on what it was chal. I can say it'll be chal on what I determine later, and that later can even be on Shabbos. So because this is a Durabonon, we say that there is Breira, and you can later define whom you want it to be chal for.